This is the inspired word of God as recorded by David in Psalm 139, 1 through 6. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. These verses emphasize the omniscience of our God. He knows everything about us. He knows our every thought, our most intimate thoughts. He knows our heart and our fears. Our motives, our dreams, and our frustrations. He knows our words even before we speak them. He knows what is going on around us, what is happening to us, what is inside us. God knows us better than we know ourselves. In these days, we're all concerned about data breaches and hackers, and we go to some extreme to protect our information, to put up barriers so others can't gain access to our information. We try to hide it. If we're just in the same way we're frightened by hackers and data breaches, we could be frightened and concerned and uncomfortable about God knowing so much about us. We might try to run and hide, to put up barriers. David addressed such thoughts in verses 7 through 14 of Psalm 139. When you read those verses, you'll find that David tells us that our God surrounds us. There's no hiding from God's presence. And rather than trying to hide, we should find comfort in the knowledge that God has of us. God knows everything about us. He knows our faults and our failures, and he still loves us. In verse 6 that I read, David sees God's knowledge as beyond his understanding. He writes, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. I can't understand it. In verse 23 of this same psalm, after considering God's omnipresence and omnipotence, David prays for God to search him and know even more. He writes, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Something I read this week says that before we ask God to search us, we should search ourselves. And not only search ourselves, but be prepared to respond to the scrutiny we get when we ask God to search us. May we ever be aware of God's presence in our lives. May we see him in the beauty of his creation. May we see him in the inspired word that we read. May we feel his providential presence with us as we go through each day. It's true, God knows our faults and failures, but he also knows our every need. As David did, we should draw comfort from the presence of an all-knowing, sovereign God. Seek his fellowship and his leadership. And if you'll bow with me, I'll try to offer prayer. Father, we're so thankful that we have an all-knowing, all-powerful God. A God who knows our faults and failures and yet loves us. Loves us to the point that he sent his only Son into this world that we might have a hope of eternal life. Father, we ask that you be with us this morning. May we feel your very presence with us today. We ask that you be with Brother Marty as he brings the message to us, a message that would be comforting and correcting, that we might become and be better servants of you. Father, we pray for this church. We pray for each one who goes to make up this body. We ask that you would bless us with one heart, one mind, and one spirit, and that being to serve you and to sing praise to your holy name. Father, be with this country. We ask that it be your will that you would give us peace all around. Father, go with us. Be with each one who's been mentioned here this morning, those who are facing illness, those who have lost loved ones. May your presence be with each one. Fill them with your spirit. May they be able to feel you walking with them each day. Father, we ask that you would look down upon us with mercy. Forgive us of our many sins, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.